if these predictions hold up, this would be the last time that you and I have this conversation.
That's true. Yeah, I'm. I hope it waits till 4 o'clock. Well, I've got something going at lunch.
You got something you have to do.
Yeah.
This whole end of the world thing is making people think about a whole lot of weird things. You're writing about retirement, which I see actually a little connection to. It's kind of the end. Not exactly of the world, but of your employment with government.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, they've been reading the various budget proposals and deficit reduction schemes, and they're just legions of them out there. And they're very serious this time. You know, in the past, as you know, many of these things have been brought up. They're the horror du jour, and then they disappear. These are not disappearing, and most lobbyists think that some of them, maybe 50% of them, have a good chance of becoming law. And the question we're getting so much here and at other places that deal with the federal family is, will I have time to retire before any of these horrendous things happen? And Dan Adcock, National Active and Retired Federal Employees, talked to him Wednesday about it, and he said, don't retire based on a rumor. First place, you know, there are a lot of good reasons to retire, but a fear of something happening is not one of them. And people want to know if they make these changes to raise the contribution rate, or if they go from the high three to the high five calculation for annuities, will we have time to get out and beat that? And the answer is probably, but you don't know. Congress, after all, makes the laws, and they could make it retroactive in theory. Probably won't, and they may not do it at all. But again, I think people are focusing maybe on the wrong things. Look, how can I get out? You should have time, and if you don't have time, you don't have time.
Yeah, it just will turn out the way it turns out.
Exactly. And the difference between the high three and the high five, a couple of people have sent me their calculations. I don't trust mine. But one guy said he'd have to work another 6 months under the high five formula to get what he was anticipating.
Right.
Somebody else had one timeline a little longer, 9 to 12 months. But again, it's not the end of the world.
That's what I'm thinking as I'm hearing you say that. Well, that's not maybe the ideal,
right,
but it's not terrible.
And you might get $20 a month less, or $50 a month less, and you know, in the grand scheme of things, what difference does it make in 50 years?
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
not to belittle it, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly. We're not trying to talk it down, but maybe the idea of having $20 less or $50 less a month is not worth the extra sticking around time.
Right. Well, and I think some people, too, they're enraged because they think this is a breach of contract. The government promised them this, and now some people are talking about taking it away. And as a former congressional aide, she's now a lobbyist, pointed out, she said a few years back it was a high five, and they changed it to a high three.
Mm-hmm.
So the escalator can go up and it can go down.
Yeah.
And formulas change, and that's, you know, nothing is forever.
People didn't complain probably a whole lot when they changed it from high five to high three.
Don't recall a single one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know what? If you think about it in reverse, it wouldn't have made that much of a difference going that way either.
Yeah, that's
$20
true.
To $50 to $100 a month going the other way.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So it was more the principle
that's
of the
right.
thing
there. And of course, the wild card is you've got a 2-year pay freeze. So you're, in effect, your high three or high five is frozen at whatever it is.
And I would think that you would be better off in that case holding out, because you at least know you're going to be at that number. A pay freeze implies that the number's not going to be reduced.
That's right. Good point. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Although again, everything is up for grabs. I've never seen a time like it. And I've checked with other people. It's not just me.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to various lobbyists and different people and former lobbyists and union officers. And nobody can remember a time like this. And as you and I have said before, easily to remember, 2009. Was the best year, federal workers and retirees and people under both retirement systems, best year they've had on Capitol Hill, maybe ever. And then 2 years later, here we are. So the pendulum does swing back and forth.
The whole issue, you talk about the Gang of Six and the deficit talks and Vice President Biden's deficit talks and all of these things being on the table. The whole issue of the fluidity of it seems to be what's getting more people upset than the actual possibilities of this cut or that cut or this freeze or that freeze.
Right, and it's hard to track where these things are coming from. Some of these are individual efforts. Some of them were in the budget passed by the House. Some of them are budget plans to come. Some of them are coming out of the Gang of Six, which I gather now is the Gang of Five.
Yeah, they're down one.
Down one, lost one, Senator Coburn. And then you have the what I call the Blair House talks. Vice President Biden is presiding over a group of administration officials and members of the House and Senate. So that's an interesting group. And what I struck me is most interesting, and I don't mean this is a slur in any way, because Vice President Biden is a smart guy.
Uh-huh.
He didn't get where he was by not being a smart guy.
Correct.
He's been around. He's done it. But he made a specific reference to FERS in the things they were talking about. He said FERS and not CSRS. I think the Washington Post quoted him as that. And I thought to myself, here's a very important guy. Got a lot of things on his mind, but he has been briefed about FERS. He knows what FERS is.
Uh-huh.
And it's obviously they're looking at it as part of this Blair House conference. So that tells me something, that it may be very high on the agenda.